Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
One-eight-seven-seven-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us woke up to the news of what happened in Baltimore and have seen the video footage of the bridge collapse. It is startling and it's frightening to see something like this happen. It is a 47-year-old bridge, and the ship Dolly slammed into a concrete pillar. It had seconds. It crumbled in seconds. You saw some cars go across it. It was early this morning, so fortunately, there wasn't a lot of high traffic. But the Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary Paul Wheatfield said that six workers had been repairing potholes when the bridge was hit. And so the vessel, which had, gosh, I think thousands of 20-foot cargo containers, appears to lose control and then slam into one of the pillars. Six of the construction workers are remained unaccounted for after the collapse. And they do know there were individuals on the bridge at the time. They were working on the bridge. They were contractors. And the workers were basically doing some concrete deck repair. They don't know how many vehicles were involved and how many vehicles could have fallen. A representative from Brawner Builders told NBC News that the company had a crew on the bridge when it collapsed, and the Transport Authority has set up a facility now for family members and those who were believed to be on the bridge at the time of the collapse. This is frightening because we still don't know how many victims there could be. And it appeared that the cargo ship, even though it was piloted, there was another ship piloting it to avoid, you know, catastrophe in and out of the harbor. It appeared to lose control. It lost power, then it appeared to lose control, and then it crashed. There was a mayday call from the ship. So officials limited traffic on the bridge before the crash. Governor Moore said the bridge was opened in 1977, was fully up to code, and had no structural issues. Now, we're being told there could be 20 people who plunged into the water following the collision, and the ship is called the Singaporean, or the it's called Dolly, D-A-L-I, but it's, I believe, originated from Singapore. It was 20 minutes into its journey when it slammed into this column. And so now there's obviously investigation. They're trying to find as many survivors as possible. One person, from what we understand, did survive. But keep in mind, the water was about 47 degrees. And the distance, I think the bridge at its highest is about 185 feet. You could sustain some serious bodily damage falling into water from 20 feet. I know there's a lot of cliff divers that jump into water, and it looks like they're, you know, jumping from skyscraper heights. You fall into the water with the terminal velocity and gravity, it could be like concrete. And so, unfortunately, even though it's water, and that does allow a little bit of push and pull, falling from a 187-foot bridge into the water, it can be fatal. And then if somebody did survive, being in 47-degree water, they could suffer from hypothermia. You know, many of us, when we swim, we start to feel warm after a few minutes, and we're like, okay, we're good. And we forget that our body could only do so much. We might feel warm, but you're actually very rapidly losing heat in water. You know, we always tell you in survival training, if you're in a boat and your choice is to be in a boat, in 30-degree weather or a ocean or water at 40-degree temperature. What, which is safer, to be on the boat? Because if you jump into the water thinking it's warmer and that you'll feel warmer, you'll end up becoming hypothermic faster. So Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace can only confirm that two people were pulled from the water, both believed to have been the workers on the bridge. One was not hurt, but the other did have to get rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. And so we're still trying to figure out what happened. You know, the ship was not being piloted by its own crew, but by local pilots who are used to specifically avoid accidents. During certain waterways or certain areas like, you know, Panama Canal and things like that, you will have to, they, oftentimes the laws require local pilots who understand that the navigational challenges to come on board and pilot your ship. And so it's unclear what happened. I mean, it sounds like to me that there was a ship malfunction. And the ship had left Baltimore Seagirt Marine Terminal at 12:24 a.m. At 1:25 a.m., it began to slow and diverted off its course. It was bound for Colombo, Sri Lanka. Unclear what cargo it was holding. It was supposed to land in Asia by April 27th, according to Daily Mail. According to the ship's owners, all crew members have been accounted for, no injuries, but 30,000 vehicles use the bridge daily, and it's named for the writer of the Star Spangled Banner, you know, it's sad to see something like this happen, and so we'll obviously keep you posted on, you know, on any new developments. It seems like our transportation sector is really struggling, and I'm very frustrated because I'm not exactly sure how something up to code. And I understand, you know, a ship slamming into a concrete pillar. You guys might know cords, you know, or codes better than I, but, and I understand the video makes it look like it's going slow, but yes, a ship like that could cause, I mean, you just see the crumbling, and all it takes is one post to fall, and then everything else buckles, and I think it's a duplicate. I think there were two, and both of them apparently crumbled, and then the rest of the bridge fell. So we'll keep you posted. Five cars apparently plunged into the water as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there, since Roe v. Wade's overturn, the courts have been just bombarded with lawsuit after lawsuit on how to determine the law. And in terms of abortion being done at a doctor's office, being allowed, being able to have prescriptions sold at pharmacies as opposed to a doctor prescribing it or performing it, as opposed to, it's so complex in terms of all the different sorts of lawsuits and debates in terms of, when is it a life? Can we do an abortion at 6 weeks and it be okay? Should we wait till, can we allow it at 12 weeks? What about second term abortion? And it's an absolute mess. But I think the reason why it's a mess is because we have governments involved. We have taxpayers involved. No, everybody should be out of it. This should be between a person and their doctor. If taxpayers don't want to fund it, they shouldn't have to. If pharmacies don't want to administer the drug, they shouldn't have to. The doctor who is prescribing the abortion, and now that there are medications to help induce the abortion, they could be the ones to administer it. Doctors can give medications in their office. They can actually provide the medications. We have all these middlemen now with pharmacies and things like that, but if you know, we could really eliminate a lot of the debates and lawsuits and a lot of the hysteria that's going on if we just go back to it being between the patient and the doctor. Leave everybody else out of it so they don't feel they're going against a religion. We don't have taxpayers feeling like they're involved, which also goes against a religion. And then we don't have justices and Supreme Court going back and forth. You know, I agree with government needing to be out of it. I don't think the Constitution says that they could allow it or ban it. I don't think the Constitution even dealt with the topic of terminating your own pregnancy. So as far as I'm concerned, the federal government stays out. I'd also like state governments to stay out and between a person and their doctor. But now abortion pills are getting easier to access. And there is a lawsuit that has made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, brought on by doctors, because of the victimization of patients not getting proper care and then taking these medications. And so this obviously is a huge concern. And there is there are doctors on both sides of the aisle trying to figure out what is the safest thing. So how medication abortion works. This isn't the dilatation and curettage of the surgical abortion. This is a medication abortion where the individual takes two medications. One is the mifepristone, which blocks progesterone activity in the female body. You need progesterone to support an early pregnancy. If there's not enough progesterone, somebody can miscarry, which is why whenever we have a patient at risk of miscarrying, we check their progesterone status and sometimes have to administer progesterone immediately to save the baby. So mifepristone blocks the progesterone activity. The second medication, misoprostol, causes contractions and expels the pregnancy tissue. It takes about 12 to 24 hours to pass the tissue. Now, mifepristone, along with misoprostol, is approved by the FDA to end a pregnancy through 10 weeks gestation. So that is still first trimester. It doesn't go into second trimester, but up to 10 weeks gestation or 10 weeks pregnancy. That is 70 days or less since the first day of the last menstrual period. And so we now have the Supreme Court listening to abortion pill victims. And the Supreme Court is going to have to decide if the FDA needs to return to some of the protections for people using the medications or not. And so one patient known as Dora said that she experienced the most severe pain. She sat on the toilet, bent over in pain, grabbed a towel to bite on in order to keep from screaming. I was nearly passing out. As I got up, I saw blood everywhere. I saw parts of my baby, an image I will never be able to erase from my mind. Now, that is one woman's story being reported by Fox News, but they say thousands of women are facing severe life-threatening physical harm because of certain safeguards removed by the FDA. This is what is being brought up. It's not, the Supreme Court is not deciding Roe v. Wade again. They're not deciding if patients can have access to medical abortions through pharmacies themselves, but it is to discuss if the FDA should have continued to use scientific-based evidence in terms of its recommendations. So Alliance Defending Freedom is representing doctors, medical associations, and their members who apparently are called upon when there are abortion drug complications. The lawsuit has made it all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm not exactly sure how the Supreme Court is going to rule, but they say when the FDA first adopted these abortion drugs, it required doctors to see women in person before they take the drugs, so they can make sure they didn't have an ectopic pregnancy. So, see, when somebody is pregnant and they test positive for pregnancy, everybody assumes it's a pregnancy in the uterus. Well, most pregnancies should be in the uterus, but all pregnancies occur in the fallopian tube. So the sperm and the egg meet in the fallopian tube. Then it travels down. Hopefully there's enough progesterone in the uterus to be able to provide a nice cushion, a nice home, a little cave for it to grow. And then your period stops such that you don't slough off that lining and then are able to, with high progesterone levels that your body's supposed to make on their own, as well as estrogen, protect the baby and fetus and allow it to grow and nurture until it's time to give birth. Very rarely the zygote or the fertilized egg just implants or gets stuck in the tube. You might not know that for 6 to 7 weeks when it grows to the size where it starts having pain. Now, some doctors would ultrasound you at early pregnancy, make sure the pregnancy was in the uterus, and then would move forward with the abortion. But if that is something you wanted. But if you have a pregnancy and all you're going by is a positive pregnancy test, and nobody's examining you, and you have the pregnancy in your fallopian tube, that can be extremely dangerous. And so I understand we have been doing things over the phone now with telemedicine. People have been getting access to things on their own. But the reason why doctors were involved, it's not that doctors just wanted to make money. I make no money on any of this. But there's a screening process. There's education given. So if you are going to be undergoing this, and you're going to experience pain, well, how much pain until I go to the ER? How do I know something's going wrong? And so in 2016 and 2021, the federal agency, FDA, tasked with ensuring the safety of drugs, according to the lawsuit, did not then continue the rule that a woman needed to see a doctor in person before or after taking the drugs. So the FDA made the decision to remove in-person doctor visits. So I'm doing telemedicine, and I have some amazing patients that call in on telemedicine, but I also have people who lie or they just don't know. And so how far along are you? I'm fine. My last period was on this date. Is that confirmed? I mean, some people bleed when they're pregnant. Some people don't know when their last period was. A person's life is at stake. They may not intentionally be lying. They might be saying, oh, you know what, I think it's this, and they don't understand that they could be farther along than they are. And so you could have, for something like this is a very involved medical procedure. And it is something that requires there to be care, and care always available for somebody going through it. Yes, the pill form makes abortion way easier than going in to have it surgically removed. But that doesn't mean it's benign. And so the FDA, I'm just for consistency. And so you have ER doctors, OB-GYNs, you have many people now concerned that there are women who are struggling with some very severe side effects with these medications. So we'll keep you posted. The 1-877-DOCTELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Authorities in Baltimore responding to the scene of a major disaster at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Dave Collins has more.
The heavily traveled bridge collapsed due to a ship strike overnight, sending multiple vehicles into the water. First responders, fireboats, and emergency personnel are at the scene. The mayor says he's closely monitoring the situation. Officials say their prayers are with all those impacted at this hour.
Texas public safety commanders say their officers will only be permitted to make arrests when they see immigrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety clarified Monday. However, opponents say promises like that do not square with what's written in the law. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as lawsuits play out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I didn't like spinach growing up. I think the reason why is the first time I remember having it was from a can in my grandparents' kind of storage silo. They were people who survived the Depression, not the ones who survived the Holocaust, but my American side of the family. And they would have all these old cans of food. And they would have me grab a can, because we were living with them. I was living in their living room for a period of time when my parents didn't have a home or a place to live. And I would have to bring the can of spinach. She'd open it up. It smelled horrible. She'd heat it up. I'd have to eat it. And I'm like, this is disgusting. So my family made me watch Popeye. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. And Popeye, whenever he had to kick Brutus's butt, would take a can And was it Olive Oil? Is that his girlfriend's name? She'd be like, oh, Popeye. And I think he was smoking and short and bald, but apparently he turned into this big hero because the spinach made his arms big. And then he could kick Brutus's butt. And he always needed a can of spinach. And so I tried. I tried to eat the next time one of my grandma's cans of spinach barfed. I mean, it was horrible. I couldn't do it. But to this day, if I see spinach, I still think about the whole Popeye, how spinach makes you strong. And you can't unthink that. I mean, that was some pretty good manipulation. Yeah, and brainwashing as a kid. It does, you know, spinach does help improve your, muscle mass. It does improve your strength because of the vitamins. But look at how, as a kid, something like that could still persist. Well, today is National Spinach Day. And Fox News is reporting that it's still, for those of us, I mean, the young kids did not grow up with Popeye, but for those of us who did, Popeye ended up being the greatest spinach salesman of its time and probably still. So, Popeye first appeared in cartoonist Elsie Chrysler E.C. Seeger's nationally syndicated Thimble Theater comic strip back in 1929. And he was an instant sensation. His popularity fueled a 33% increase in spinach consumption in the United States by 1931. That's according to King Features Syndicate. They said we could use more of those messages today. That's according to Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News contributor and clinical professor of medicine at NYU Langone. And they said even if Popeye exaggerated certain aspects of the benefits, he reminded kids to eat a healthy food like spinach, when they probably weren't eating enough. And so the popularity of spinach was even more impressive because it coincided with the Great Depression. Now, if you remember the Great Depression, one, spinach was expensive, right? Food was expensive. Two, we were going into the Dust Bowl. And with the Dust Bowl, many of our crops were ruined. So food prices got even more expensive. So the fact that it was still that popular in its use, it means people chose that as a top staple. It's leafy green. U.S. ranks second in global spinach production, following behind China, who's number one. Apparently, most of America's spinach, according to Fox News, is grown in California. And when they figured out how to can the vegetable, they were able to make it retain most of its nutrition for at least a year. So it's very, very interesting, you know, when you look at how something like that, where it's, you know, the cartoon, when you think about Popeye, you don't really think a lot. I don't remember any of the storylines. It's just he would eat a spinach. And I would try to talk to my kids about that, and they wouldn't eat it unless it had butter and cheese and all that. That's not what the cartoon said. The cartoon said you had to open up a can. Now, of course, check for botulism. That's something we had to check for as a kid. But I remember going, okay, if I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it fast like Popeye. Yep, it was olive oil. Yeah, so he ended up kissing her, and they ended up, so kids are looking at this going, you're going to get, you know, the tall, skinny, woe-is-me girl if you eat your spinach and beat up the bad guys. So now, all right, if something like that was able to manipulate us, now, mind you, we wouldn't call it manipulation because spinach has B vitamins, C, fiber, iron, a lot of iron, minerals, fiber. So it's a healthy food. But basically, yes, the cartoon was manipulative. It was manipulative in a good way. It got kids to want to eat vegetables. I grew up, and in school we had something called Mulligan Stew, 4-4-3-2. They sang this song about the food groups where 4 was bread, 4 was fruits and vegetables, 3 was meat, and 2 was or 3 was dairy, and 2 was meat. And so we would have to, I don't remember too much about it, but I remember, the tune and the jingle. And so kids do learn that way. The thing I'm seeing now is kids have too many jingles. They have too many, you know, flashy lights and bright lights and sparkly things that you don't have the rare message that gets absorbed. And, you know, we do need kids to understand they have to eat healthy. Instead, what messaging are they getting on TV? Rather than watching cartoons about Popeye, they're seeing pizza commercials. They're seeing burger commercials. They're seeing beer commercials. All right? You know, I don't remember seeing that many commercials as a kid because during cartoon time, it was all about cartoons and toys. And maybe there was a Happy Meal commercial. So what this means is kids can be, well, not only manipulated, but let's kind of come up with a nice term. They can be encouraged. Kids can be encouraged to do certain things if they connect with the character, the main person, the aunt, the uncle. Now, if you say, look, if you eat your spinach, you'll be strong like Daddy. They're like, Daddy's always asking you to help him. Okay, well, then maybe pick. Okay, then pick another figure. And if you do have a child that doesn't want to eat the vegetables, or an adult, all right, get some. You know how many times I've had friends or coworkers talk to my husband about healthy eating? My husband does not like to eat a lot of vegetables, and he doesn't like to eat fish. And I'm trying to get him to eat a more healthy Mediterranean-type diet. And so I don't ask my friends to talk to them specifically, but when we're going out to dinner, I encourage them and I say, guys, you know, last time we had fish at your house, that was amazing. You know, talk to us about that. Yeah, we're eating more fish. This is how, you know, how do you season it? And I just try to, my husband knows exactly what I'm doing. But, you know, sometimes when you get people in their lives that they respect, your kids sometimes love your aunts and the aunts and uncles more than they love you. Well, if aunt or uncle, Uncle Jimmy says, hey, you got to eat your greens. That's what I do. That's why I'm this strong. All right. And you know what? I want you to tell me when you do. All right. You send me a picture of all the times you eat healthy. I want to see it. So you know, there's ways to, you know, because these kids love, you know, sometimes cozying up to certain family members. So tell those family members that they prefer over you to maybe inspire them to do something. Yeah, it's, I know it's manipulation, but it's manipulation in a good way. These kids just don't eat healthy. But fascinating to see how, you know, a pipe-smoking Popeye who had premature alopecia and didn't appear to be the healthiest ends up, you know, because remember, smoking back then was the norm. He could get kids and current adults to still eat spinach. Happy National Spinach Day, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for joining us. I do have some of your questions and comments, but there's a couple things I want to open with to talk about. So I woke up this morning to an increase of $80,000 in my stock portfolio. $80,000. And I refreshed it because I'm like, it's got to be a mistake. It's got to be a mistake. And I refreshed it. And apparently, it didn't refresh until 15 minutes later when it corrected. And the reason why that happened is I had bought 5 shares of what is now DJT, or Donald J. Trump stock for his Truth Social. And I think it was a digital media platform I had bought yesterday 5 shares of, because they said they had approved a merger with Truth Social. And so when Donald Trump's, I guess, stock opened today, it had skyrocketed. Now, it jumped, I think it jumped 100%. I think the stock sold at 38 and then it went up to 72. And apparently, the stock was halted for volatility. Now, when I saw that there was $80,000 in my account, which didn't make any sense because I only bought 5 shares for $38, so I don't know if that was some mistake or glitch. Yes, I did try to sell it. Yes, I'm not stupid. I'm like, okay, well, then I thought the stock went up to 15 grand. That's what I thought happened. I thought the stock went up because it said 15 grand a share. So I'm like, all right, well, then I'll sell my shares. It wouldn't let you. Yeah. Yeah, so it was, and honestly, if anything like that does happen, don't spend the money. Usually your account or broker or whatever says you got to pay the money back. But I got to tell you, it was an exciting morning for a second there. But interesting that the stock jumped and then they halted it. I'm not sure why they would halt it, because it didn't fall that high. So it doubled in value. They're saying it jumped 50%. Well, I think it jumped 100%, but that's what happens when you have first day trading of a new stock. So I do find it a little suspect that that would, you know, be halted and not other stocks. I'd like to know what happened when other things debuted on the stock market. So the stock initially jumped about $78 and fell back to about $65. And trading in Trump Media had been suspended for 10 minutes due to volatility. And so shares have kind of now fluctuated between $67 and $78. And the company's market capitalization hit about $9.08 billion. Now, Trump Social was only formed 2 years ago. And the Trump's majority stake is worth $5.3 billion. Now, of course, that's going to go up and down depending on what happens today and tomorrow, etc. I do not believe Trump could sell these shares to use it for that $455 million judgment, even though the bond got reduced and things like that. But what I find fascinating is many people did this because they wanted to support Trump. I mean, some of us did it like I did. I love buying stock when it first comes on the market. I mean, I wish I did that with NVIDIA. I kind of got in halfway, and I'm happy about that, but I would have liked to, you know, get in, ground floor. But you have people just showing their support of Trump online by buying these shares. And it's a fascinating way of being able to support Trump. And what's also fascinating, you have a lot of Democrats that also bought stock too, which in a way ends up helping Trump. But some supporters had posted certain things like that, go Joe, or let's go Brandon, which is obviously a code for something else. But, this is fascinating in that I've never seen somebody with so much popularity and loyalty and support. And what is so remarkable about what's going on, and again, this is for any, people loved Obama, people loved Bill Clinton. Look at what happened to Bill Clinton. They didn't give a damn about the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. He could cheat on his wife. People loved him. And speaking of Bill Clinton, when he was speaking at the Democratic National Convention, during 2008, when Obama was running, my son was really young and he was walking by the TV and I'm listening to Bill Clinton and my son goes, I like that guy. Who is he? I mean, young kids found the congeniality of Bill Clinton to be so likable. I mean, then when you learn about some of the background story, not so good. But I still, even despite the popularity of previous presidents, even Ronald Reagan, I've never seen what I've seen this way with Trump. And I think what's fueling it is the more the Democrats go after him and the more these court cases go after him, you know, one thing that'll get to people and will get to voters, one is money. I mean, if they made more money in the last presidency than they made this presidency, that'll be an issue, although many are making a lot of money in the stock market now. But money will usually drive voters. Ideology, what's right and wrong, does also, you know, fuel a lot of voters. But in terms of bipartisan, right, many people have this ethical compass and this ethical code where they want to do right. Now, you have some individuals saying, no, I'm not going to vote for either. I'm not going to vote for Biden. I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for either. But I have heard of a lot of Democrats even saying, look, doesn't mean they're going to vote for him, but they're like, what's happening to Trump is ridiculous. And so when you have people on both sides of the aisle going, come on now, really? This is just obvious what they're doing. When O.J. Simpson has a... like 1/11th or 1/12th the multi-million dollar judgment for allegedly killing two people, then Donald Trump over a bank loan valuation question that the banks didn't really care about themselves and loans were paid off. It's obvious. And so I don't want a revolution. I don't want a civil war. I don't want to see discord. I want to see unity. But when people feel they cannot say what needs to be done or do what's right or see wrong in this country and can't fix it, they try to find ways to speak out and they try to find ways to support. You know, somebody had started a GoFundMe for the Trump judgment. It's over $2 million. Many people very open about who they are and how much they're donating. Others anonymous, and I get it because there's still this cancel culture and some people could lose their job if somebody feels they're supporting one person or another, which is not American, by the way. You should be able to support any candidate you want. Be able to be at a rally. You know, and I think this cancel culture is starting to fall. I think we are starting to see such a blowback because now that you see Trump leading in multiple polls, majority rules. And so if somebody is supporting somebody that would used to get them canceled, maybe not. I mean, what happened with Bud Light? You know, I feel bad for Dylan Mulvaney. I feel bad for Bud Light. But what that was an example of is Americans trying to, that's the psychology behind it, trying to speak out. If they couldn't speak out what was happening in schools or what was happening in women's sports. And honestly, you know, I feel bad for the transgender population who isn't asking for, you know, discussions in the third grade classroom or sports to be, you know, this political battleground, you know, for their personal medical choice. But, you know, that was America's way of saying, look, you know, we want to speak out. And Bud Light got boycotted and Bud Light lost a lot of money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.